Blackstone Audio presents Amish Grace, How Forgiveness Transcended Tragedy by Donald B. Craybill, Stephen M. Nolte, David L. Weaver-Zerker. Preface. Amish, school, shooting. Never did we imagine that these three words would appear together. But the unimaginable turned real on October 2, 2006, when Charles Carl Roberts IV carried his guns and his rage into an Amish schoolhouse near Nickel Mines, Pennsylvania. Five schoolgirls died that day, and five others were seriously wounded. Turning a tranquil schoolhouse into a house of horror, Roberts shattered a reassuring American myth that the old order Amish remain isolated from the problems of the larger world. The Amish rely less on that myth than do those watching them from afar. In fact, their history reminds them that even the most determined efforts to remain separate from the world and its iniquities are not foolproof. The Nickel Mines Amish certainly didn't anticipate the horror of October 2nd. They were, however, uncommonly prepared to respond to it with graciousness, forbearance, and love. Indeed, the biggest surprise at Nickel Mines was not the intrusion of evil, but the Amish response. The biggest surprise was Amish grace. This book explains the Amish reaction to the Nickel Mines shooting, especially their forgiveness of the killer and their expressions of grace to his family. Given our long-time study of Amish life, we weren't surprised by the Amish response. At the same time, their reactions raised a host of questions in our minds. What exactly...